Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast AM. I am Lisa Garr. My guest is Sylvie Sterling. We were talking before the break about the 10 cat archetypes, and you mentioned a few of them. Could you go through those just a little bit for us, Sylvie?
Yeah. So I found it really important to talk about the purpose of cats because it's a little known fact that cats have a purpose. And after I got that channeling from my star family to go and talk about cat purposes, I spoke to thousands of cats and I put them together and I found that there was all this repetition. So I put together these 10 cat archetypes and they are, some of them are very simple and basic. Some cats are lovers. Some cats are joy bringers. So there's not that much to, you know, to explain about that. Some cats are just in our lives to bring us joy and to make us happy. And it's very important that we have joy in our lives.
Other some are stars. Are, have you ever seen those wonderful cat videos? Oh, I love the cat videos. Some are celebrities.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
They bring us joy.
Most likely the joy bringers. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They are social media stars. Yeah. And then there's other cats that are natural healers and they help us with, they can heal us. Or they help us when we're a healer, then sometimes we have a healer cat and they help us with our healings, you know, when we work with people. Some cats are energy workers. They clean the energies around us. They will literally transmute dense, darker, you know, negative energies into positive energies like a power plant. And those are the cats that sometimes are very misunderstood. Those are the cats that where people say, this cat is overweight, this cat's lazy, this cat's just sitting on the couch, just sleeping all the time, what a lazy cat. In reality, those cats a lot of times are energy workers. They're little power plants in the background, and they keep transmuting the energies in the house. So they're very much misunderstood sometimes, these energy workers.
Mm.
And then there's others. There's the muses. There's teachers. There is protectors. There's mirrors. Those are very important, too. They mirror our own unresolved life topics back to us. Back at us. So we recognize ourselves in them. They mirror our moods, our emotions. So we recognize ourselves in them and do something about it.
Yes. That's very interesting that you say that. So they can give us a chance to expose our weakness and then give us a chance to do something about it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fascinating. So many calls coming in. I feel like I need to get back to the callers just because there's a lot of people. Can we go to Marjorie in Washington State? Marjorie has a question.
Hi there.
Hi.
We have a cat named Winston who came to us when my husband rescued him from a really abusive situation. And apparently he has been in abusive situations for much of his life. He's about 8 years old. He is a cow cat and a big fellow. And it's just beautiful and lovely energy in many ways, but he does not want to be touched. It's like he is afraid of people, and I can understand that given his history. But I'm wondering how we can help him. He's always seemed to me like he's almost an otherworldly cat. Like he has a lot of wisdom.
Yes, I can feel that. You're so right. So I feel he is, yes, he has a lot of trauma that he carries. I'm just sending him healing as we're speaking, so he can release some of that trauma. I feel he's your teacher, and it got confirmed when he said he feels otherworldly, and he feels like he's got a lot of wisdom. So there are cats that are teachers. They come into our life, they teach us something. And you don't have to answer. I'm just putting it out there. Sometimes when we get a cat who we cannot touch, or they kind of teach us, they can be our mirrors, our teachers. Sometimes they mirror us. And then it's always good to look within. Where do I not want to, you know, where do I don't want to people to get too close to me? Where was I hurt in the past and I don't let people get close to me? So I feel he's a teacher in a mirror a little bit. So one of you two, chances are that you got hurt in the past too by people and you don't let get people close to you. It's either you or your husband. I'm just putting it out there. You don't have to answer. But just look within. Who is the cat mirroring? And the cat is literally teaching you to look into that and to have more trust in people, in life, and in general. And he's your teacher.
And you've provided a safe space for this beautiful cat to exist. And that is all you can do at this point. So thank you for doing that. That's wonderful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
All right, let's go to our first-time caller, Jess. Jess, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Sylvie Sterling?
Hi. Thank you so very much for taking my call. I do have a question, and I just wanted to preface that. So I've always loved cats. They've always been a part of my life. So my best friend, who was my childhood best friend, sadly he took his life, but he was always a cat person as well. So I adopted this cat who I named after my best friend. And I call him Jojo for short, but I named him after my best friend, Jordan. And he knows if I have anxiety, which I do on occasions. And I was just wondering, is it possible that my best friend's spirit, I mean, this is far-fetched, but I'm a huge loyal fan of Coast to Coast AM. And so
not unusual for this show. Right. Exactly. That's a great question.
Well, I'm wondering, is it possible that, okay, so I have my best friend's urn. Okay. So, you know, he took his life, but when I adopted this kitten, who at the time was the size of, and I have large feet, I mean, like a size 10 and a half shoe. And this kitten was a mutual friend of ours, his cat, a barn cat, and so pretty. And all the kittens, I wish I could have
Let's ask Sylvie, could the spirit of her friend go into the cat?
I feel they work together. So a cat soul is a cat soul is a cat soul, and a human soul is a human soul. There's no crossovers. Humans usually don't come back as cats and the other way around. And I just asked recently the cat collective, and they said no. But I do feel that your friend sent you the cat, and they are working together, and that is why you have that feeling of that he's so much like you. Get that feeling of your friend from that cat, because they do work together, and your friend sent you this cat. You needed this cat in your life. And I feel this is a classic case of starseed. And you said this is more than a cat. This cat is very highly evolved. This cat is a starseed, and I feel you're a starseed. And I don't know whether you know, just go explore your Lyran or Sirian aspects. I feel you are a feline starseed, and so was your friend. I feel a lot of Lyran, Sirian energy there. So go explore that, and I feel that cat is in your life to kind of push you to explore that side of you.
Ah, that's wonderful. That makes a lot of sense. You mentioned, question, can cats come back as dogs come back as cats, or no?
Yes. So there is usually no crossover between humans and cats and humans and dogs, but yes, cats do come back as dogs. So a cat soul is a cat soul is a cat soul, and a dog soul is a dog soul. However, they can jump species in this case, because sometimes we cannot have a cat in our life, so the cat will come back as a dog, for instance. My cat in my childhood, my cat that I have now used to be my childhood dog, and I asked why he was a dog at that time, and he explained to me that because my mom had a cat allergy at that time, he couldn't have been with me as a cat, because we couldn't have cats at that period of time. So he came as a dog into our family. And I have that quite a lot with my clients, that there's crossovers. Cats come back as dogs, or dogs can come into our lives as cats, and also as horses. A lot of cats were horses in our prior lives. Because, 120 years ago, we had horses.
A lot of them.
More so than we had cats. So a lot of cats that I work with now, they used to be horses in prior lifetimes.
And a lot of cats hang out around horse barns.
Yes.
They're very cozy places for cats. I think that's a good
one. Yes. They have a good understanding. Cats and horses have a very, very good connection, understanding for each other.
It's very interesting. Yeah, they're very okay with each other. The biggest and the smallest, they get along.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go back to our calls here. Keith in Cleveland, Ohio. I said I'd get to my East Coasters. What is your question first?
Hi. Good morning, ladies. Yes, I am in my 60s, and I am blind. And I haven't wanted a seeing-eye dog because I had a cat that I lost 15 years ago, and she was the love of my life, a purebred Russian blue. She meant the world to me. She was always there for me. She always slept with me, and she helped me in so many ways. And unfortunately, I live in a home, and my brother had moved back after retiring, and he tends to have a little allergies. So after my cat passed, he did no more cats. And yet, it's frustrating for me because I cannot get her out of my head. I think about her all the time because she meant the world to me.
So, yeah, what does he do in that situation?
You can ask for having the cat sent to you either as a dog or, I mean, there are ways to deal with allergies. I understand it's difficult when it's a family member, but you can ask for them to send you a dog that is cat-like. There are, I mean, when a cat soul comes in a dog body, these dogs are usually very cat-like, and maybe that could be a comfort for you to have a dog or a cat soul in a dog. Just ask you guys, ask the universe that they send a dog to you or a cat soul in a dog form, or that your cat can come back maybe in a dog form if that's the kind of pet that you can have around,
or a hairless cat.
That would be ideal.
There's
a lot of love. That cat has a lot of love for you. I feel she is still around you.
Definitely that's a great question, and somehow you can ask the cat world to work it out, because that is a strong love and makes you happy.
Yeah. So,
a joy bringer. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. I think that, I mean, there's so many different ways that we're hearing and seeing how cats impact people's lives. Let's go to Debbie in Salem, Wisconsin. Debbie, do you have a question for Sylvie?
Well, hi. Thanks for taking my call. And I just wanted to say, Lisa, I just love your shows when you're on Coast.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Debbie.
And I was just calling about my little girl, Amy. I went through a period where I had like 6 deaths in my life. The first 2 of the deaths were kitties. One was Ivy. She was like my first kitty. She was 23 years old. My little soulmate, and my husband passed away, and then shortly after his kitty passed away.
22-year-old cat?
Pardon?
Wow, 22-year-old cat.
23.
23. The cat lived for 23 years.
She didn't want to go. She didn't want to leave me.
No, that's amazing. That's amazing. Okay.
I ended up putting her down just out of humanity, you know. But anyway, after my husband died, it was during COVID, and I went on the Humane Society, and I almost adopted a few cats, and I just call and cancel. I was like, no, just not right. And little Amy's picture came up on there, and it was just something. I don't know. It was like radar. I mean, I couldn't pick up the phone fast enough. Oh, I thought somebody's going to get her. She's mine. And I didn't meet her till they brought me to my car. And she just looked at me and said meow, and we went home, and she came in the house like she knew the house. And she knew where her litter boxes. She knew where her food dishes. She went to Amy Ivy's window that she sits at. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm getting chills as you're saying this. I'm getting chills. She found her way back to you quickly. I'm so glad she's back with you.
I didn't know if I was kind of crazy or what. And then after that, then there was another occurrence. And this one is, I don't know what to even say besides to say it. My husband was military, and I had gotten one of those rectangle frames, and put his, he died from his service, had his flag on the top and his medals, and his, and the bottom part was a picture. And I went to bed that night and left it on the table. And I came down the stairs the next morning and I almost had a heart attack. Amy was sitting on the table with her nose to that picture, talking to the picture.
Oh.
Huh? Like she's having a conversation with it.
Wow. Very so evolved
cat. She found a
cat.
Way back to you. Mm-hmm. So she is definitely your cat. When you have these, this is not a coincidence. None of this is. So I'm really glad she found a way back to you.
That is amazing. What a great story. Well, there's so much more that people can learn with the Feline Soul Academy. And I know that there's, if you could tell us a little bit about the Feline Soul Academy.
Well, it's my online school for learning how to communicate with cats, for learning energy healing, for spiritual awakening, for around cats, around the starseed awakening. I have classes for all kinds of things. I have free calls, free summits that I do every month where I attend the Cat Collective. And basically, there's something for everybody. So just if you want to learn animal communication, if you want to delve into this, I have a cat called your, a class called Your Cat, Your Guide, where it's basically awakening together with your cat. There's something for everybody there.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air and we are underway. The great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.